information on that.
I can never be a foster parent. I would get way too attached.
Yeah, it can be addicting. It can be.
I would be the guy that would end up with like 14 dogs. It's like, no, I don't want to get rid of them.
That's sometimes the way it goes. We have hour two of Reality Radio. We're going to talk a little Phillips and find out what this whole nut job segment is about coming up after the news.
98.3 FM WCQM, Park Falls, Wisconsin. The Park Falls Community Broadcasting Corporation.
98Q Country. News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. Former President Trump unloading on the special counsel prosecuting him for allegedly trying to overturn the results of the 2020 election.
They created all this fake stuff. They put this prosecutor that's been overturned all the time because of his aggression. I call him deranged Jack Smith. That's what he is. He's deranged.
Mr. Trump speaking with the Salem Radio Network's Hugh Hewitt, the former president, insisting that he will continue speaking out despite efforts to stifle him. Mr. Trump's legal team argues former president is being prosecuted for exercising his free speech rights when he openly questioned the outcome of the election. And they say he's far from the first presidential candidate to do so. Although he wasn't at the U.S. Capitol during the 2021 riot, former Proud Boys leader Enrique Tarrio has been sentenced for his role in the unrest. Prosecutors say he orchestrated the uprising from afar, and his lawyers vow to appeal his 22-year prison sentence.
Before receiving his sentence, the former Proud Boys leader maintained he was not proud of the storming of the U.S. Capitol, calling what transpired January 6th a national embarrassment. Tarrio pleaded for leniency, maintaining he is not a political zealot. But U.S. District Judge Timothy Kelly said Tarrio was motivated by revolutionary zeal to lead a conspiracy that resulted in 200 men amped up for battle encircling the Capitol. He also noted Tarrio had not previously shown any public remorse for his crimes. Ben Thomas, Washington.
More civilian deaths being reported, at least 16 deaths in eastern Ukraine, a Russian attack on a marketplace. Meanwhile, Secretary of State Blinken in Kiev expected to announce another $1 billion in U.S. aid for Ukraine. On Wall Street, the Dow down 132 points. More on these stories, townhall.com.
Former CIA officer and survival expert Jason Hansen here. I teach people how to prepare for the unexpected. Right now, most Americans are not ready for the death of the U.S. dollar. You have money sitting in cash, and if you don't act soon, your financial future could be at risk. I have partnered with Advantage Gold, the number one rated precious metals company in America, to release my new digital dollar survival kit that's 100% free for everyone who calls today and claims your free survival kit. Simply call 800-900-8000 and give your email address, and I will have this new digital dollar survival kit sent to you immediately. Call 1-800-900-8000 now and claim your free kit, and also mention my name, Jason Hansen, and see how you could also qualify for $1,000 in free silver. Supplies are limited, so call right now before it's too late. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
The British government banning membership in or support of Russia's Wagner mercenary group.
The government says the case for prescribing the Wagner group as a banned terrorist organization is clear. This Russian private military company, it says, poses a threat to British nationals abroad. In a statement, the Home Secretary, Suella Braverman, said that Wagner had been involved in looting, torture, and barbarous murders. Its operations in Ukraine, the Middle East, and Africa, she said, were a threat to global security. In practice, the Wagner group has been seriously weakened by its failed mutiny in June against Russia's generals, as well as the recent death in a suspicious plane crash of its top leadership.
The BBC's Frank Gardner. Deadly flooding a province in southeast China. At least two people have been killed. Chinese media reports that the schools have been closed, flights have been suspended, and more than 30,000 people have been evacuated, moved to higher ground. News and analysis, townhall.com. U.S. Capitol physician releasing his assessment of Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell.
Last week in Kentucky, McConnell was questioned by a reporter. McConnell was about to answer, but froze for about 30 seconds.
Did you hear the question, Senator? Running for re-election in 2026? All right, I'm sorry, you all. We're going to need a minute.
He also froze up during a press conference at the Capitol last month. The 81-year-old McConnell fell and suffered a concussion earlier this year. McConnell's office released the letter from attending physician Brian Monahan, saying after a medical evaluation and consultation with neurologists, there's no evidence he has a seizure disorder or had a stroke or movement disorder, such as Parkinson's disease. Ed Donahue, Washington.
Tropical Storm Lee is formed far out in the Atlantic, expected to become a hurricane by the weekend. Still too early to say whether it might impact the U.S. More on these stories at townhall.com.
And we'll get some state news here in just a moment, but we're going to have our first visit of the 2023-24 school year with our reporter who has been with us the last couple of years, Ileana Winter. Ileana, welcome back.
Hi, how's it going?
Good. How are you doing? How was your summer?
I'm pretty good. Excited to start my senior year.
Yeah, senior year. All right. King of the Roost. Queen of the Roost, actually. All right. All right. You've been busy with volleyball and all that stuff, so we appreciate you taking the time to do this for us. So let's dig right in as the first couple of days of school are in the books here.
Yep, for sure. I'm going to start off with a pretty big fall sports update, and then I'll end with probably a smaller school update for the high school.
All right. All right.
So last night for volleyball, we played the Prentice Buccaneers at home. It was a really intense game. The stands were just packed with Prentice and Phillips, you know, fans and stuff like that. The environment was just, it was loud. It was an awesome game to play. We ended up going to four sets with the Loggers winning. So we beat the number one ranked team right now for D4. So now we are number one.
All right. All right.
The first game we won, second game they won. We went to the third, and we won that one as well. And the last game was just crazy intense. Our last point, actually, it was funny because the other Prentice, they had saved a ball and sent it back over. We were already celebrating, so luckily we got that other ball up. But it was a great game.
All right, all right.
For football, the JV boys were supposed to have a football game yesterday, but that was canceled because of the heat, so that'll be rescheduled. And the varsity team will be going to Luck High School on Friday night to play a football game at 7 o'clock.
All right. We'll have that right here on 98Q.
For tennis, they will be going to Lakeland High School on Thursday, so tomorrow. And they start at 4:30. And last night, cross country also had a meet. They were out at Moonlight Lane. And the high school boys and girls both claimed first place finishes, as did the middle school boys and girls teams. The Loggers also claimed a top spot in each of their races, as Josh Edwards and Keely Gabay in middle school won their races, and Gavin Esterholm and Leah Harper in the high school won their races. So right. Congrats to the cross-country team on their great meet last night.
Very good.
And then a quick little school update. Homecoming is super early this year, so it's actually on the 29th. So the week of homecoming, we have a lot of activities planned. We do our dress-ups. We paint the doors and stuff and just decorate the hallways and have a lot of school spirit. And then Friday night will be the football game against Northwood Solon Springs. And on Saturday, there will be the homecoming dance.
All right.
So lots of exciting, fun stuff going on here.
Yes, yes. All right. Anything? Is that what you got? All right.
Yeah, that's pretty much
perfect.
It for now.
Perfect, Ileana. Well, good luck to you and the volleyball team as you continue on. We look forward to talking to you weekly again this year.
Sounds good. Thank you.
Thank you, Ileana Winter. She's busy. Can you imagine senior year in high school, but she takes time to update us on what's going on at the Phillips School, and she'll be joining us, I think, with her schedule right around this time, 9 o'clock each week here on Reality Radio.
Wisconsin Radio Network News. I'm Ted Ayling. The Door County Resort has been shut down following a building-wide fire there Tuesday afternoon. Firefighters arrived at Rowley's Bay Resort in Ellison Bay to find heavy smoke and flames coming from the basement and first floor of the building. Fire officials had to bring an excavation crew in to assist due to the size of the building and safety issues to firefighters caused by structural concerns. They added that the building had so many additions, multiple layers led to firewalls or smoke stops that slowed the fire. Departments from three counties, including all Door County fire departments, assisted in fighting the blaze. No staff, guests, or firefighters were hurt in the fire, the cause of which is under investigation. A state assembly task force will examine human trafficking in Wisconsin.
Co-chair Representative Jerry O'Connor says human trafficking in our state is a bigger problem than most realize.
And it is a difficult problem. since the number of people that are involved as victims in human trafficking, this is also their pathway to just surviving.
The Fond du Lac Republican says the goal of the bipartisan panel is to craft legislation targeting those who take advantage of victims. At the Capitol, Bob Haig, Wisconsin Radio Network.
Former leader of a Wausau church has been handed a life prison sentence for sexually assaulting a teenage girl when he was already on the state's sex offender registry.
Delfino Figueroa, known as Pastor Ray to some, was found to have assaulted the victim several times beginning in 2014 when he conducted in-home visits with her father after a medical procedure. Investigators say the incidents occurred over several years, but the victim didn't come forward until late last year after her 18th birthday. Family members say they didn't know Figueroa was on the registry at the time of those incidents. Mike Leishner, Wisconsin Radio Network.
You're listening to Wisconsin Radio Network News.
Childhood should be the happiest time of life. But for many children living in poverty with blindness, facial deformities, and other crippling conditions, it's riddled with pain, rejection, shame, and isolation. At Mercy Ships, we're answering the cries of some of the world's most forgotten children and adults through free, life-changing surgeries, surgeries that turn despair into hope. These once heartbroken boys and girls, and many men and women too, are now restored, accepted, and on their way to new lives full of opportunity and joy. No one can change the world on their own, but with God's help, we can transform it by restoring hope to one person, one child at a time. Volunteers from your community and around the globe, or joining Mercy Ships to bring life-changing healing and hope to the forgotten poor. To learn how you too can help change the world, one child at a time, go to mercyships.org today.
Two swimmers drowned in a northwest Wisconsin lake.
The victims are two 18-year-old women from Blaine, Minnesota, says the Burnett County Sheriff's Office. Grace Ryan and Kyrie Shaw were swimming on Lipset Lake, located near Spooner, when they were reported missing late Friday afternoon. Their bodies were found in 15 to 20 feet of water after an extensive search. A third person was taken to the hospital but later released. Police say strong winds and choppy waves contributed to the drownings. I'm Carl Cooley for Wisconsin Radio Network.
And Waukesha will finally be getting Lake Michigan water.
Waukesha's water supply has long been contaminated with radium, and the city has been seeking approval to use water from Lake Michigan since 2010. Since then, the city has built systems and pipes to buy water from neighboring Milwaukee and then return it to Lake Michigan through the Root River. The approval from the Department of Natural Resources comes just before a federal deadline to get the city's water up to code by this month. Raymond Newport, Wisconsin Radio Network.
I'm Tad Allen, Wisconsin Radio Network News.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
Here's a look at your 98Q Country weatherology forecast. For today, mostly cloudy skies, some patchy fog possible early on, along with scattered showers and storms developing, our temperatures holding fairly steady. Winds out of the north at 5 to 15. Still lingering chance for some showers and thundershowers tonight, low of 48. Thursday, cloudy but dry in the upper 50s. Friday, good deal sunshine making a return up to 68. For Saturday, mostly sunny with highs in the lower 70s. And then a chance for some scattered showers looking at to your Sunday, otherwise mostly cloudy, back to 65. I'm weatherology meteorologist Michael Caron. That's your forecast on 98Q Country. Right now it's 64.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome in to the first ever edition of Who's the Bigger Nut Job?
We need to get you like reverb and send you in like an 80s, like an 80s radio host.
I don't want to oversell it because it probably won't be that good. We have North Korean leader Kim Jong-un and Russia's President Vladimir Putin. And the question between Kim Jong-un and Vladimir Putin is, who is the bigger nut job?
Oh, Lord, we're going to be here all day.
Vladimir Putin is notorious for being late. In 2013, Pope Francis made his first ever visit to Russia in 2013. And he was supposed to meet with Vladimir Putin, but something strange happened. For 50 minutes, the Pope was left basically sitting in a room and waiting for Vladimir Putin. Finally, he arrived. Putin doesn't seem to care about who it is he meets, no matter how important they may be. In 2012, he kept Secretary of State John Kerry waiting for more than 3 hours. And in 2003, he was late for a meeting with Queen Elizabeth II.
Ooh.
He is notoriously late, and he does that, of course, as a power move, of course, is what he does.
Naturally.
That's when he's late like that. North Korean leader Kim Jong-un in 2020, he ordered all pet dogs in North Korea to be confiscated in the capital of Pyongyang, saying that the pooches represented Western decadence. But their owners feared that their dogs were really just headed for someone's dinner table. That's according to... because they have a food crisis.
Mm-hmm.
So the dog confiscation thing is real, but the whether or not where they went is a whole nother story. So, ladies and gentlemen, who's the bigger nut job? Vladimir Putin. Since Putin is one of the richest men in the world, since Putin is the most powerful person in Russia, it stands to reason that he has a standard of living above anyone else. Estimates put him at $200 billion is what he is worth. That number comes from a former fund manager, apparently. So I'm not sure if that exactly makes him a nut job, but I don't know, when the leader of your country is worth that much and they've got some issues over there in Russia, I think it's definitely something that's on the resume.
Yeah.
Don't you think? Maybe. Kim Jong-un, he counters with this. Kim Jong-un keeps his kids under wraps. The North Korean leader had at least 3 children since 2010, but while his first is believed to be a boy named Kim Jong-un, South Korea's National Intelligence Service has been unable to determine the gender, let alone the names and existence of his other kids, but it is confirmed that he has a kid. So basically, nobody knows where they are.
Mm.
Nobody, not sure where they are. If people would have said something bad about them, I could probably give you an idea of maybe where they might be. Vladimir Putin, in addition to any monetary riches that he may have, another lavish secret was uncovered about Vladimir Putin, his $1 billion estate on the Black Sea coast. It was originally envisioned as a modest summer home, but eventually evolved into a modern-day palace worth, they say, experts of $1 billion. And that's not even his main home.
His people starve.
And his second home. All right. And one other little nut job. We'll save some of these for another day because, you know, we have to keep our audience from week to week. So Kim Jong-un has not been shy about taking out his family, including his brother. This was in the news a few years back. To keep his hold on his power, his older half-brother, Kim Jong-nam, was deemed too Western to take over in the country, and they put him in exile for years, and he was killed in a cloak and dagger hit at a Malaysian airport in 2017. And when two women walked up to him and brushed a liquid on his face, I think you heard this in the news years back, which basically caused him to perish, and that was his in-law, his brother, his half-brother. So he basically became Western. They exiled him, and then they killed him is what they did. So, all right. So we'll save more for later.
We will.
All right. So that is the debut version, the much-anticipated and not really pulling through with as much as the hype was hyped up
and
to
remember,
be.
Remember, though, if you want it to stop, talk to us on Reality Radio.
Who's a bigger nut job?
At Boot Barn, we're driven by everything the cowboy boot stands for. The reliable communities of the West, the hardened values of the cowboy, and the unshakable spirit of all who lead a tenacious lifestyle. Justin boots capture these Western ideals in every pair. Their handcrafted boots are an invitation into the continuing story of the West, open to all who dream of untamed lands and endless Western skies. Justin boots,
you can host the best backyard barbecue. When you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Civic Media is hiring. We have an immediate opening for an administrative assistant manager. The job requires good computer skills, data entry, receptionist duties, manage our shopping show platform, assist company team members with day-to-day station and office operations, bookkeeping and accounting experience, attention to detail, and good communication skills. This position is full-time, Monday through Friday. We will train the successful candidate in all the radio technology and programs needed to do the job, offering a very competitive wage and benefits. If you're interested in joining a progressive company with room to grow and advance, please send your resume to darla.isham@civicmedia.us or drop it off at the radio station, or you can mail it to Civic Media, Attention Darla Isham, Box 309, Park Falls, Wisconsin, 54552. Civic Media is an equal opportunity employer.
Stop in this Saturday, September 9th between 8:30 and 6 to Northwoods Greenhouse and Ice Cream in Prentice, Wisconsin for their Fall Container Planning Workshop. Let veteran owner Dave and his assistant Tanya help you create a beautiful fall display with tons of fall mums, purple fountain grasses, and annual accents like zinnias and marigolds. All yours to take home and enjoy, and while you're there, enjoy some delicious cedar crust ice cream on the beautiful Tangled Butterfly Terrace at the Northwoods Greenhouse and Ice Cream's Fall Container Planning Workshop this Saturday at the Greenhouses located off of Highway 8 East on Cemetery Road in Prentice, Wisconsin. Feel free to bring your own container or one will be provided for you.
These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
What's up?
I'm tired of feeling so bloated.
That used to be me. Then I got this.
Align Bloating Relief plus Food Digestion. A probiotic, right?
Yeah, it works naturally with your gut to help soothe occasional bloating and gas. Plus, it has vitamin B12 to aid digestion by helping convert food to cellular energy. Two benefits, one capsule.
Align Bloating Relief plus Food Digestion from the number one doctor-recommended probiotic brand. Learn more at AlignProbiotics.com.
Have you lost Wisconsin Badger Care Plus? At healthcare.gov, you can find a low-cost, quality health plan.
Do plans cover doctor visits?
What about emergency care?
And prescriptions?
All covered and more. Plus, with the new law, 4 out of 5 customers can find a plan for $10 or less per month with financial help. Healthcare.gov is here for you. Enroll today for coverage starting the first of next month. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Imagine it's the last ride, but your symptoms of irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C, are taking you for a ride. What should you do? Keep managing your constipation with belly pain the same old way? Or try getting ahead of your symptoms by talking to your doctor about treating it with Linzess, linaclotide. Linzess is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. It's not a laxative. It's a once-daily pill that helps you get ahead of your symptoms. It's proven to help you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually.
Do not give Linzess to children less than 2. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling.
Imagine, what could relief from IBS-C mean for you? Talk to your doctor and say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS.
The IRS is the most powerful collection agency on earth, and if you owe back taxes, the news isn't good. The IRS is raising the interest rate it charges on unpaid taxes, and further rate hikes are expected. Most people don't know it, but the IRS adds interest charges to your tax debts daily. So if you owe the IRS today, you'll owe even more tomorrow. And it doesn't stop until you get right with the IRS. The good news is getting right can start with one phone call to Optima Tax Relief, America's number one tax relief firm. Optima's tax professionals specialize in the Fresh Start Initiative, a powerful IRS program that can save you thousands if you qualify. In fact, the experts at Optima have resolved over $1 billion in tax debt for their clients. Call now for a free consultation.
Call 800-953-1788. 800-953-1788. 800-953-1788.
Optima Tax Relief.
Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
We're going to talk Shawamigan Sports in just a moment here with our AD Darren Patterson, so hold on for that.
We love the new country.
You guys play the new stuff.
But we also love the songs we know every word to.
You guys are always playing the song I can sing along with.
Thanks for listening.
98Q Country.
I've got some big news. The bank finally came through, and I'm holding the keys to a brand new Chevrolet. Have you been outside? It sure is a nice night. How about a little test drive down by the lake? There's a place I know about where the dirt road runs out. We can try out the four-wheel drive. Come on now, what do you say? Girl, I can hardly wait to get a little mud on the tires.
Community calendar at 98qcountry.com. Thank you.
98Q Country at 9:31. We promise you we're going to talk a little Shawamigan sports. We got our athletic director, Mr. Darren Patterson, on the line. Good morning to you, Darren.
Good morning, Joel. How are you?
Doing good, doing good. Let's jump right in. Let's talk a little volleyball. I think we had a match last night, I believe, right?
We did. The girls traveled to Abbotsford, and while the Falcons beat us, Coach Morgan was very encouraged, and Abbotsford's been fairly decent in volleyball the last few years, so we're seeing some growth, and the margin of victory for Abbotsford wasn't as big as it was last year, so we're seeing some improvements there. And you know, I don't want to sound like a broken record, Joel, but you know, last week I mentioned how we're a very young team, and we are at the varsity level. We're playing a few freshmen and some sophomores, and it takes some time. You know, the old saying, Rome wasn't built in a day. It just takes time, but we're seeing progress made there, so we're very encouraged by that. Our JV and JV2 also played in Abbotsford, came away victorious on those fronts too, but we're playing good volleyball.
All right, cross country. What do we got coming up for cross country there?
Well, last week we, on Saturday, we went to the famous Marshfield Columbus meet, and all our kids ran pretty well. Our high school and middle school girls teams both came away with first place finishes, and our middle school and high school boys came away with a third place finish. But we do need to recognize Autumn Mikulski. She took first place, which is a common place for her. But she ran an 18:09, which established a new meet record at Marshfield. So another accolade or honor for her that needed to be recognized, and she keeps chugging along. But all in all, a very good day of cross-country running on Saturday. And now the cross-country team will travel to Cameron tomorrow. And then on Saturday, they get to host their home meet here at starting at 9 o'clock behind the high school.
All right. Seems like every time we mention Autumn Mikulski, we're also just putting breaking record behind her name, it seems like.
We are. There's a couple things in play for her. Obviously, she's very talented. But in talking to Coach Mary, if there's anything that separates Autumn from some of the other competitors that, you know, runners that she runs with, she's very mentally tough. And what I mean by that, if you're in a long distance race and if you're good and you push your body to the extreme limits, Autumn can just kind of channel that. She has a good pain threshold. She just digs down and, you know, just like anyone, sometimes we don't feel our best, but, you know, she just finds a way to go into that gear because she's so mentally strong. And actually, we've kind of seen that with a couple other girls on the team, too. Some of the younger girls, like an Addison Boblick and a Maddie Ernst, we're kind of seeing that same mentality with them, too, that, you know, even though they might not be at their best, they're really kind of bulldogs when they run. They find a way, and they just gut it out. And it probably has something to do with their competitive edge, too, that they have that kind of separates one athlete from another, just that mental component of it that often gets forgotten in sports. So very encouraging to see there.
Yeah, what's up next for the cross-country team? When do they run next there, Darren?
Thursday they're going to Cameron, which is tomorrow, and then Saturday they have their home meet, 9 o'clock behind the school here.
All right, Saturday, 9 o'clock. All right, they can see the kids run out there. All right, football, we've got Montello. We lost a game, then we re-added this one. We have Montello coming to town, a team from way down the southern part of the state, for a game Friday night, right?
Yep, Montello. We don't really know much about them. I have no memory or recollection of ever playing them in any sport. It's about three hours and 20 minutes by bus to get up here for them. But they're willing to make the drive up here, and we're happy to have them as we had a void in our schedule. We were originally supposed to play Valley Christian, private school out of Osceola, but for whatever reasons, they just didn't have enough players this year, so they had to pull the plug on their varsity season. And sometimes that can be kind of scary because the football schedule, once you get set, it's set. It's kind of hard to go hunting for games, you know, when you're 3 or 4 weeks out. But we were fortunate enough that Montello and us, we simply both had openings this week. And even though it's a little bit of a drive for them, they just want to play football, as do we. So we have an opportunity to play. It'll be a 7 o'clock game. And like I said, we don't know much about them, but we're looking to keep improving. Our first two games have been lopsided scores, and we know that, and we knew that the beginning of our schedule was was our most challenging part of our schedule. And Montel, I'm sure that they probably have some decent athletes there. So we're going to have to really bring our A game. And then as we kind of get moving through our schedule, there should be some more opportunities for us to get in some more competitive games where we can go for some wins and some good individual performances on the field as well.
All right. We want to remind parents, too, that homecoming is coming up here in a couple of weeks, right?
Yep, September 22nd, Washburn's coming here, and it'll be homecoming. And the teachers and the students here, they do a good job of kind of embracing that whole week here. So we'll be celebrating our volleyball and cross-country teams, football, everything that has to do with Shawamigan. But obviously, we highlight the football game on Friday, and we certainly love to have a lot of people there at the game. The band always does a nice halftime performance there as well. So, yeah, mark that on your calendars. Couple weeks, September 26th, homecoming, Shawamigan hosting Washburn.
All right. Very good, Mr. Patterson. Thank you for taking time to join us. We always appreciate it.
Yeah, and we appreciate you allowing us to come on and tell what's going on.
All right. Thank you, Darren. Darren Patterson, that's Friday the 22nd is the homecoming football game. And that whole week, they usually do some home volleyball and stuff like that, too, for Shawamigan homecoming the 22nd. And then Phillips homecoming is the following week.
We're going abroad for the first time in years to Spain. So we started using Babbel.
And started learning Spanish fast.
With Babbel, you can start having conversations in another language in just 3 weeks.
¿Cómo te llamas?
¿Cómo te llamas?
When you learn a language, you want to actually use it. Babbel is designed with that goal in mind.
In just 3 weeks, we're starting to have conversations in Spanish. Gracias, Babbel.
Babbel, language for life. Now try Babbel for free at Babbel.com. That's Babbel.com.
Work, the kids' practices, household errands. Seems like every hour is rush hour at our house. But no matter how busy things get, we still make balanced nutrition a priority with help from Country Hearth Natural Breads. Whole grains and other natural ingredients are carefully blended and baked into delicious, nutritious breads like Dakota-style 12-grain, multi-grain, and 100% whole wheat. There's a Country Hearth favorite for everyone in the family. Country Hearth Breads, baking our best for you.
Aspirus DeRoy Terrace Senior Living in Phillips currently has efficiency, one bedroom and two bedroom units available. This would be a great way to keep your independence and privacy while receiving the flexibility of living options, services, comfort and convenience of home without all the maintenance responsibilities. They offer 24-hour emergency response, two meals a day, daily well-being checks, and a beautiful courtyard with flowers and wildlife to enjoy and so much more. Please call 715-339-3174 to schedule your tour. Located at 585 Peterson Drive in Phillips.
For the best in community senior assisted living, consider Lakeside Villa in Phillips, now under new ownership. This is a family-owned 20-bed assisted living and memory care facility. Residents receive the highest standard of care, home-cooked meals, participate in fun activities, gardening, in-house beauty shop, and a 24-hour staff to assist in residents' needs. Rooms are available now for immediate move-in. Call Megan at 715-209-2051 to set up a time to tour the facility. Lakeside Villa and Memory Care Assisted Living Facility, located on Lake Avenue in Phillips.
As an emergency medical technician, I hope motorists can remember these four life-saving words. Buckle up, phones down. It means wear a seatbelt, every seat, every trip. And when driving, stay focused on the road ahead. Protect yourself, spare your family, and emergency responders from needless trauma.
Do your part to help us move towards zero deaths on Wisconsin roads. A safety message, sponsored by the U.S. and Wisconsin DOTs.
All right, we got Pete on the line with us from Wheelway, right on Highway 13 in Fifield. And Pete, people have been busy this summer, traveling, hitting those potholes. Maybe the brakes are squealing. You guys help them out with a little service work there, right?
Absolutely. We have master certified mechanics ready to help you out. It doesn't matter if you can, you know, oil change, your brakes, your tires, even a new engine. We're ready to help you out.
All right. And people can check out that shop where you got all kinds of specials for the service department, right?
Hey, you know what? We're the home of the $39.95 oil change and many discounts off brakes, tires, mufflers, engines, transmissions, whatever it is. Make sure you check your local shopper out and save money today.
All right. They can go online for their service appointment or they can give you a call there, right?
Absolutely. Give us a call at 762-2467. The number again is 762-2467. 2467.
All right, we'll be right there in Fifield, Wisconsin, just a couple miles south of Park Falls, right on Highway 13. This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
Here's your 98 Q Country weatherology forecast. Chance for isolated storms this afternoon, otherwise overcast skies. Highs around 67, winds out of the north, 8 to 15 miles per hour. Chance for scattered rain showers tonight. Lows level off around 48. Cloudy skies expected. Slight chance for scattered showers again tomorrow. Highs level off around 59. Cloudy skies. Dry and turning warmer Friday and Saturday with highs from the upper 60s to the low 70s. Another look at the short range. High of 67 this afternoon. Lows level off around 48 tonight. We should top out at 59 tomorrow. I'm weatherology meteorologist Paul Trombley. And that's your forecast on 98 Q Country. Right now, 64.
Sipping, she treats you like you're broke, like you need fixing, you ain't getting no. I can tell by the way that you're stirring a drink. Oh, we're already playing with fire. Say that you had to go about an hour ago. Baby, you're such a beautiful liar. It feels like a movie I've already seen. So right now I'm begging you, please, why don't you say?
And Shay, their new one, and Save Me the Trouble at 98Q Country. The Red Cross and any organization that gathers blood for our local medical facilities is an urgent need. The Community Blood Center has announced they have an urgent need. All blood types are needed right now. And you can go to communityblood.org. You can give them a call to schedule a donation, an appointment near you. We do have they're offering a special gift to all presenting donors, and that's going on through Friday. And give them a call for more information. They're a local provider here of blood for our organizations, for our health clinics and such, the Community Blood Center, 800-280-4102. You can also go to redcrossblood.org if you want to check that out. And I also want to let you know the Lord's Cupboard Food Pantry, every Saturday, they're right there to help out. And I want to send a special thanks to those who gave this past Saturday. Several of those involved in the Lord's Cupboard Food Pantry, including myself, were bagging groceries at Super One. And we thank you for all the donations in the tip jar. And your local food pantry is there again this Saturday from 9 to 11 at Christ the Servant Lutheran Church. Did I say Christ the Servant? No. First Congregational United Church of Christ. Of course, Pastor Gwen, she is the president of our Lord's Cupboard Food Pantry. She's pastor at Christ the Servant, but the actual food pantry is at First Congregational United Church of Christ, downtown Park Falls, right across from the post office, Saturday mornings from 9 to 11. Income guidelines on the Facebook page for Lord's Cupboard, or just come on down there. Only takes a few minutes. Last month alone, the food pantry gave out nearly 4 tons of food. Nearly 4 tons of food went out the door last month alone there from your local food pantry. Thanks to all who have supported and volunteered to make that food pantry and have it continue for years and years. Well, we're out. John St. John's going to come in for one simple little hour. I think he's got too much caffeine, just a personal opinion. I think he has too much coffee in his system for just a 1 hour shift, but that's what he's going to do because the Brewers will be on at 11 o'clock this morning. Have a great Wednesday. We'll see you back in here tomorrow morning.
With Labor Day savings at the Home Depot, we'll get your kitchen clicking. With top brand appliances, like a new LG refrigerator capable of making 4 different types of ice. Or an LG oven with built-in air fryer for healthier, crispier options. Plus, with convenient shopping in-store and online, your innovative new appliances are also just a click away. Get up to $700 off select appliances, plus an extra $1,000 off LG kitchen appliances, only at the Home Depot. Pricing valid 824 through 913, U.S. only. See store online for details.
Cookie wants to be a professional wrestler.
I'm Cookie Cerrados, and I'm 11 years old.
She also wants to win all the medals. That's why Cookie and her family make every day count, squeezing out her best with Go-Go Squeeze.
Okay, Cookie, let's break for a Go-Go Squeeze.
Go-Go Squeeze fruit-on-the-go pouches are a nutritious snack made from 100% fruit with no sugar added.
Go, Cookie!
Because when you nurture your kids, you squeeze out the best in them. Squeeze out the best with Go-Go Squeeze. Not a low-calorie food. Products range from 11 to 13 grams of sugar and 60 to 70 calories per serving.
Adventure begins at the Minnesota Renaissance Festival. 16 stages filled with sword fighting, fire breathing, music, magic, juggling, and more. Delicious food and drink fit for royalty. Live armored jousting, and our marketplace is a shopper's dream. 7 weekends from August 19th through October 1st. Get your discount tickets today at renaissancefest.com. Park and ride recommended or prepaid parking passes required. Huzzah! More information to plan your adventure at renaissancefest.com.
Want to start saving money today? Then you're in luck. The 98Q Country Shopping Show is always available online on our website located at 98QCountry.com. Stop by and take a look at all the wonderful feature businesses such as local restaurants or fun shops located in Prentice, Mellon, Minocqua, Phillips, Park Falls, Butternut, Glidden, and all around the surrounding areas, offering everything from burgers to clothing. You can also tune into the 98Q Country Morning Show to hear them read live by our wonderful hosts. Save money with 98Q Country Shopping Show today.
From Wisconsin Radio Network Sports, this is the Titletown Report. Now, with the latest from Lambeau, here's Bill Scott.
The Packers will return to work on Wednesday as they get ready for their season opener against the Bears on Sunday in Chicago. Undrafted rookie Ben Sims working overtime, trying to get the Packers' offense down enough to lend a hand as quickly as possible. He was a half hour away last week from signing to the Vikings practice squad when Packers head coach Matt LaFleur came calling.
They said, when can you get here? And I said, I mapped it on my phone. I said, I can be there in 4 hours. And Coach LaFleur goes, great. See you then.
Sims actually took a top 30 visit to Green Bay before the draft.
I was fortunate enough to meet all the coaches, kind of go through some stuff with Coach JD, talk with Coach LaFleur, talk with the GM. I really felt comfortable here, and I really thought this was a really valid option for me.
Sims joins rookies Luke Musgrave and Tucker Kraft, along with Josiah DeGuara on the roster at tight end.
I think I'm in a really good spot. We're in a really young room where 3 rookies can work off each other and help coach each other, and we can learn and we can grow and we can develop together, which is kind of exciting because the other room I was in, you know, there was some age and some veterans, but I mean, both have their perks, and I'm blessed to be in this situation.
I'll have more after this.
They are our love bugs and companions. They are our pets, our family, and they make life better. When we face unexpected challenges, so do our pets. That's why we're on a mission to support people and their pets. Whether donating a bag of kibble, sharing an Instagram post of a lost cat, or welcoming a foster pet into your home, every bit of kindness counts. Visit petsandpeopletogether.org to learn how to be a helper in your community. Brought to you by Maddie's Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
Hey, Jimmy, turn off the video games. Let's go play some ball.
I'm in the middle of my game. Can't we go later?
Come on, it'll be fun. It will be there when you get back.
Okay, but there's no way you're gonna win.
Why don't you grab some water and granola bars, and then we'll see about that.
You can make a difference. Eat smart, play hard. And when you do, your kids will too. A challenge from USDA.
Packers are looking to get off to a quick start this season and the division. The Packers dropping their season opener to the Vikings last year, 23-7. The Packers have a favorable schedule to start this year. 6 games against playoff opponents from last season. The first one, though, doesn't come until week 8 against the Vikings. More from Titletown tomorrow on the Wisconsin Radio Network.
Brand new country.
You got a fast car. Is it fast enough so we can fly away?
Saving money like never before. Just spend it all at a jewelry
store. Really cool station. 98Q Country.
Something about a truck in a farmer's field. A no trespass sign. About a girl in a red sundress with an ice cold beer pressed against her lips in that farmer's field. Will make a boy miss something about a girl.